Good afternoon. Thank you for attending here at the end of the conference. My name is Dr. Neuberger. I'm a professor at the University of Kansas School of Medicine in Kansas City, and I'm an environmental epidemiologist, and I'm interested in a wide variety of outcomes, including cancer and various respiratory and other diseases. So for me, this is really interesting presentations today on a wide variety of topics. We had a speaker that was supposed to come, and he was unable to make it. His name was John Harvey, and he was going to talk about some cancer epidemiology in Essex in England. And so he was supposed to be the last speaker, and so since he's not going to be here, we have an extra 18 minutes, so the speakers can have an extra couple of minutes each to talk and maybe answer questions. And then at the end, we'll have some time for them to be here, those that are left. Dr. Weingarten will have to leave, so his questions will have to be taken while he's up front. So I think I've covered all the main points. So today, our first speaker is Dr. Mei-Lin Wang. And she is at the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, the Division of Respiratory Disease Studies, and she's been there for many years. And she has studied among a lot of occupational lung disease. She's a NIOSH B reader. And she's going to be talking about progressive massive fibrosis among U.S. coal miners, case control studies. So, Dr. Wang, welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Today, I would like to talk about risk factors associated with progressive massive fibrosis among U.S. coal miners. This is a case control study. My name is Mei-Lin Wang. I have no relationships to disclose. This study addresses the occupational lung disease associated with underground coal mining in U.S. I will talk about a little bit background. Coal workers' pneumoconiosis, CWP, is a lung disease caused by inhaling coal mine dust. Progressive massive fibrosis, PMF, is the most disabling form of pneumoconiosis. Progression to PMF is a risk factor for premature death. This study aims to investigate the relationship between development of PMF and exposures to respirable coal mine dust and the crystalline silica, and to identify chest radiographic appearances associated with PMF. This study, based on three database sources. The first one is NIOSH Coal Workers Chest X-ray Surveillance Program. The second is Mine Safety and Health Administration, MSHER, Coal Mine Safety and Health Information System. The third one is Energy Information Administration, Coal Production Data Files. The CWXSP is a NIOSH-administered occupational health program, which screens miners for coal workers' pneumoconiosis. Job history was also taken at the time of X-ray, including year started mining, mine location, and years of underground or surface mining. This study uses the data from 1970 to 2000. The NIOSH program uses the International Labor Office ILO classification of the radiographs of pneumoconiosis. This is a standardized system to categorize the small opacity and also the large opacity. Here we are observe some samples from the standard film. This shows a normal X-ray. And then the small opacity perfusion, the ILO classification, according to the small opacity, we categorize the X-ray for the category. This shows category 1-1. And when the small opacity becomes more, it called the 2-2. And here you can see more dense. So this called the small opacity category 3-3. When the small opacity come together, moving together, forming large opacity, then this is what we are studying. This is large opacity stage A. Then according to the large opacity size, we categorize them as A, B, and C. The AMSHA database from 1970 to 1999 contains over 5 million sampling results, including the information on date, mine, job category, respirable coal dust, and the respirable quartz concentrations. A third database from the Energy Information Administration containing information on years of mine operation, mine seam height, and also coal rank. In the current study, we define coal rank as high and low groups. The high rank group including anthracite, low or medium volatile bituminous. The low rank group, including high volatile bituminous. We first define PMF cases by last X-ray film, large opacity coded as A, B, C. Every X-ray must have at least two B reader, consent. If two not agree each other, then the film goes to the third reader. So if at least two B reader coded this film as large opacity A or B or C, were included in our study as cases. Then select controls by SAS macro program. The matching items including calendar year started mining, year and age at the first X-ray. In this way, we got 347 PMF cases matched with one or multiple controls. If multiple controls, we selecting only the first control. So forming 1-to-1 matching pairs. Exposure assessment. Estimate each miner's cumulative respirable coal dust and quartz exposure based on sampling results of dust and quartz concentration by mine, year, and the job category. Then merge with job history records. We also calculate total years of mining and the years worked at the underground phase using job history records. Evaluate mine seam height and the coal rank based on EIA database. 314 pairs included in the analysis, 33 pairs excluded after data quality assessment. For continuous variable, paired t-test was used. For dichotomous variables, McNamara's test was used to explore the association of PMF to various potential risk factors using logistic regression model for one-to-one matched case control study. We use SAS-PROC MDC. For the logistic regression model, the independent variables examined in the model were coal dust, quartz, mine seam height, and the coal rank. We create three design variables for cumulative coal dust exposure by quartiles of the distribution using the first quartile as the reference group. Then for the cumulative quads, since many are zero, so we create three levels. Take the zero and the first quartile together. For the seam height, we use the median value and categorize as dichotomous variable. The coal rank, we have already defined the two groups, so we use low versus high. Here we present two final models. The model one including all 314 pairs. The independent variables examined here is cumulative dust, cumulative quartz, and the coal rank. The model two, including only 58 pairs with complete seam height values, because the seam height value is not complete, a lot missing. So only 58 pairs are available for examining particularly the seam height. All 314 cases were males with 94% whites. PMF was classified by the size of the large opacity as A, which is the smallest, B, and C. For controls, the small opacity evidence of CWP with the controls also with CWP, which is 109. For 205 controls, they don't have CWP. Because the PMF is based on CWP, but for controls, some probably also has simple coal workers' pneumoconiosis, CWP, but some without even CWP. Here shows the paired case control comparison. Age at first X-ray, year first X-ray, and the year started mining. These are matching items. Age started mining are similar, but the proportion with small opacity R shape, because in the ILO classification, the rounded small opacity, according to the size, we classify them as PQR. Here we present the, here we show the proportion with small opacity R shape. The case is significantly higher than controls. And also the category of small opacity perfusion, the case is higher significantly than the controls. In the parentheses is the equivalent category, but here we convert the category to a continuous score. So here shows the score. Here is equivalent the category. Here shows the exposure level. Coal mine dust, quartz, and the years underground phase, and the tenure, all significantly higher in cases. And also the coal rank cases. The high coal rank is more risky. Here the seam height, the lower seam height is more risky. Here, for the group comparison, the seam height didn't show a significance. This graph shows the logistic regression model results based on the results from model one, which is all 314 pairs, we can see the cumulative dust, the highest level group, is more likely to develop develop PMF. So here is odds ratio, the likelihood to develop PMF, and also the highest quartz group show a significant higher likelihood to develop PMF. And here shows the coal rank, the high coal rank with higher risk of develop PMF. This graphic shows the results based on the model two, which is only 58 pairs. Also, cumulative dust and cumulative quartz significantly higher risk odds ratio. Here show the seam height is also significantly. If you work in the low seam height is more risk. But because of the number of pairs included in the model is much smaller than model one, so the results is not as stable as the model one.
2 minutes.
Conclusion. PMF cases were significantly associated with higher cumulative coal mine dust and quartz exposures, and also with lower seam height and higher coal rank. PMF cases had a higher category of small opacity perfusion, category 2 or above. Small opacity R shape was highly associated with PMF. Recommendation. Analysis using data from 1970 to 2000 has confirmed previously recognized risk factors. further studies, including more recent data, may be useful in investigating recent trends of severe and rapidly progressive lung disease in coal miners. Thank you.
Yep. We have time for a couple of questions. Please, go ahead.
Is there any, I'm assuming this is caused by the possible an inflammatory response to the coal dust, is that right?
Inflammatory response to the coal dust, is that right? Is it causing inflammatory?
The cause of the fibrosis.
Oh, yeah.
Now, is there any evidence, or do you have any data on use of anti-inflammatory medications like statins among these folks to see if that actually alters their risk of developing fibrosis?
This is epidemiological study.
So he wanted to know if you had any drug information on drugs that might be used to alter the drug, you know, the disease or anything. Among the, I don't think you do, right?
Oh, no, no.
No, she doesn't have any. I had a question on, a couple of questions. One, where would you measure the dust in the mine? You have so much data, so many different people. Where would they get the dust measurements from? What part of the mine?
From MSHA data.
But I mean, is there a particular place that they would
have? They have two sets of measurement. One is inspector. One is inspector is MSHA inspector, and also mine operator. They have regulation. They have to measure. But of course, may not be accurate.
Yeah, they're pretty big mines, so it's a little hard to know.
They do specifically sample Larry's job. And then she has the job data.
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.